relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Do you remember the bill of goods we were sold a few years ago by a former senator from Illinois who, strangely, I don't think he loves this nation because, he made a promise about changing it gravely.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Fundamentally transforming America, why would you do that? Do you love something that you wish to fundamentally change? And what did he do to those who tried to resist him? I want to use this hour to showcase an example of true manhood, a man who doesn't want to transform this nation because he loves it. He's an immigrant to this nation, a naturalized citizen like me, and he stood up to those who hate this country like Barack Obama. I consider him not just a colleague here at Salem, but also a friend. Dinesh D'Souza, welcome to the Manhood Hour.
Thank you, Seb. Really appreciate it. And thanks for those nice words.
Well, I mean them sincerely because you were targeted by that man once he became president, so much so that you're one of the first victims of the deep state actually being convicted of really not a serious issue of a crime, just some kind of campaign financing misdemeanor. And you spent time in prison as a result. Let me start with your story, Dinesh, because it's such an illuminating and stimulating and inspiring one. You weren't born here, so why do you love America so much?
I came to the country at the age of 17 with $500 in my pocket, and it was a time when currency was restricted, so you were not allowed to bring any more money outside of India. And, you know, normally if you're going on vacation, that's okay. But I was coming for a year as an exchange student. And as it turns out, I then stayed on to go to college and made my life in America. So that $500 was kind of all I had. And so I was starting in that sense at the bottom. I mean, I even found it expensive to eat at McDonald's because it was going to, you know, sort of dilute the small capital that I had with me. And I discovered in America not only the opportunity to start at the bottom of the ladder and make my way up, in other words, to achieve the American dream in a materialistic sense, but more importantly, to do things with my life that would have been really impossible, almost inconceivable, if I had stayed in India. So for me, America became that place where you get to be in the driver's seat of your own life. And a lot of my politics is really based upon that original understanding. And it wasn't just a theoretical understanding. I experienced the American dream in my own life.
And when you hear individuals, politicians who rise to the White House saying that America is fundamentally racist, flawed, an oppressive state that needs to be fundamentally changed. How do you react to that as a man who chose to become a citizen of this nation?
Well, I think from the founding all the way through the early 20th century, America was based upon a common understanding. Very interestingly, if you look at the debates, even that led up to the Civil War, both sides appealed to the founding. Both sides claimed the founding. Both sides professed to revere the Constitution. Of course, they disagreed about the correct understanding of the Constitution, but nevertheless, the Constitution was their guiding star. It wasn't until the emergence of the progressive movement in the early 20th century, starting with Woodrow Wilson, then escalating with FDR, more so with LBJ, that we began to see an attack on the founding and a definition of a new ideology, progressivism, that measured itself by the distance that it created between itself and the founding. This is what Obama means. We need to move away from the founding, and that is what we call progress.
Yeah, yeah, a very, very strange definition of progress. When we talk to our guests on the Manhood Hour, we try to ask each one of them a handful of key questions, common questions. You are probably best positioned to answer one of them, which is the ideological one. When we see the assault on masculinity, the assault on classical concepts of virtue, Judeo-Christian value systems, the concept of the Westphalian state, sovereignty, on and on and on, where would you put the epicenter of that ideological assault? Is it the media? Is it the colleges? Who is driving this un-American, anti-American ideological assault the most? Is it a coterie of unelected members of the elite? If you had to identify the true epicenter of that assault, where does it generate from?
It generates from a certain rebellion of the soul, because I think it's wrong to say, some people would say that it obviously begins in academia. It's baked in academia and then transmitted and promulgated by the media and Hollywood and the political actors. And I think in chronological order, that may be true. But again, the sort of activism that motivates the professors in academia is the same activism that motivates the ideologues in the media and in Hollywood. It's just that academia perhaps gives this ideology its most kind of elaborate formulation. It creates, if you will, the indoctrination manual that is then popularized by the others. But ultimately, what you have here is a fundamental division in the soul between two kinds of human being. One is the human being that the American founders envisioned and said, we want to make, we want to sustain, we want to preserve this kind of manhood, this kind of human being, and then a very different idea. So in some ways, it's not even quite right to say that Obama hates America. He hates the masculine idea of America. He hates the traditional idea of America. He hates the founders' America. He would like to create another America to which he would then happily salute.
And are we losing that fight, or is Trump an example of America waking up? If you had to take a snapshot right now, how do you feel about the future of the America you came to love?
I would stack it up this way. I think that this is a center-right country in which, if we were to take a sort of poll in the original position, by the original position, I mean prior to any kind of indoctrination, it would be 60-40 or 65-35 on our side.
Yeah.
So the natural instinct of Americans, I think, is center-right. However, the big megaphones of the culture, the powerful institutions of the culture, the ability to propagandize and manipulate, that is heavily dominated by the left. So there's kind of good news and bad news. I mean, the good news is that even though we are getting walloped by these institutions day in and day out, normally you'd say that they should be winning every single election overwhelmingly because they have such control on the levers of power. The fact that we come out as well as we do, 50-50, is amazing. But on the bad news side, we have a lot of work to do that goes beyond the 2024 election in either building our own institutions or effectively countering their institutions. I don't think we can win long term if we don't do that.
He is the author of a veritable library of books. I'm just going to mention a few of them. United States of Socialism, What's So Great About Christianity, Death of a Nation, The Big Lie, and of course, 2,000 Mules. His latest film is Police State, policestatefilm.net. And please subscribe to his podcast right now. We're talking to our special guest here on The Manhood Hour, Dinesh D'Souza. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you love the deep dive interviews, the long form with special guests, like Dinesh, make sure you never miss any of our episodes. Subscribe on whichever podcast platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends because we must get the truth out. If you want a celebration of America again, if you want America to function with a border, with national sovereignty, with no foreign wars, support the man who gave us that for 4 years. We've put his booking photograph on a T-shirt, on a mug, with just the phrase, Trump 2024. Get yours today. Choose the Trump phenomena and the Trump movement. SebGorkaStore.com. For all your America First gear, including all of my books. That's SebGorkaStore, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
Well, it's not surprising then that they get better and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them, or a way to explain their frustrations.
The infamous fundraiser iPhone video of Obama saying, too many Americans, they just cling to their guns, their religion, they cling to their Bibles. Really? Is that the problem in America? We will dissect momentarily with our special Manhood Hour guest, Dinesh D'Souza. But first, have you booked your tickets for the most fabulous July 4th imaginable? It is our Patriots Alaska cruise, June 29th to July 6th. Especially if you missed our trip with Dinesh to Israel. We took 350 of our amazing listeners to the Holy Land a year ago. If you missed that, join us for this trip. It's a little bit closer to home on a luxury cruiser sailing through the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Republic. Check out the itinerary. Reserve your cabin today. It's going to be amazing. A whole week with me, Katie, Mike Gallagher. We're going to have Chris DeGaulle, Jennifer Horn. Check out your details. Reserve the cabin today. SebGorka.com and the Patriots Alaska Cruise. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. We like to ask our guests on the Manhood Hour when they faced really tough times in their lives, Dinesh. You had this ridiculous infraction to do with campaign financing. The Obama administration came after you, guns blazing. You had to do time. Was that the toughest experience you'd had to face in your time on this earth to date? Or was it a breeze because you knew you were on the side of the angels?
It is pretty funny, Seb. Right before I went into confinement, I was chatting with a friend of mine, and I said to him, I go, you know, I'm a little anxious about what this is going to be like, only because it is just something I've never experienced before. I don't even know what to expect. And the guy goes, he goes, oh, Dinesh, I mean, you'll be fine. You grew up in India. So it was his advice that I should not worry about it because there was nothing in there that I hadn't already seen. You know, I think for me, the most dismaying aspect of all that was not the incarceration or the kind of idiotic mandatory psychological counseling or any of that. It was that prior to that, I lived in a world really defined by Washington, D.C. I thought of myself as a sort of conservative intellectual, and I actually believed that I had more in common with, let's say, liberal intellectuals, people who are on the other side, because they read the same books as me. We published sometimes in the same journals. If I went to Trover Bookstore in Washington, I'd see, you know, E.J. Dionne from the Washington Post. I knew these guys. Now, very interestingly, several of them came up to me when my case first developed, and they were like, man, Dinesh, I mean, you're really getting the shaft. I mean, I really feel bad for you, and so on. And I would be like, you know, I really appreciate your saying that, but right now it's only people like Megyn Kelly, people who are right of center, who are coming to my defense. If you said what you actually think, what you just told me in the Washington Post or in the New York Times, that would be really helpful to me. And then I realized this kind of awkward silence, and I realized that that was never going to happen. And so it was an eye-opening experience for me to realize that many of these people, some of whom I considered acquaintances, but others friends, were really not my friends.
Yeah.
And they were ideologically beholden to Obama. And even if Obama had locked me up for 20 years over this trivial kind of technical offense, they would have been okay with it. They would not have said one word. It was very eye-opening for me in my whole understanding of politics and also of America.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact. What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
How did you get to be that conservative intellectual as you saw yourself? Because today, you know, you're constantly making incredible documentaries. You're writing a book every 3 weeks. You've got your Dinesh D'Souza podcast. For those who aren't familiar with the backstory, after you arrived here from India, would you walk us through that journey for us?
Yeah, when I was in college, I fell in with a group of students who were right of center conservatives, and they were reading all these books that I'd never heard of, and they were having all these animated debates. And I was like, wow, I mean, what are you guys even talking about? So I began to read, you know, Hayek and Solzhenitsyn, and we were under the mentorship of a professor, Jeffrey Hart, who was a close associate of Bill Buckley. So I began to read the National Review. By the time I graduated from college, you know, the big question in my mind is, do I want to be more like William F. Buckley or like George Will? So I very much aspired to a sort of conservative intellectualism. And even when I came to Washington in the Reagan White House, I saw myself as someone more from the world of academia, the world of think tanks, bringing some of those ideas to government. In the second phase of my career, which is really since my case, I see myself very differently. I now see myself more in the general fray of things. Yes, I do try to explain and articulate and dramatize concepts and bring them to the big screen, but I'm less interested in trying to persuade the kind of unconvinced liberal intellectual. I don't have much confidence in that guy. I think that guy is a bit of a fraud, and I would much rather use my talents such as they are to educate the ordinary American who may not have gone to Dartmouth or whatever, but wants to learn about the American founding and the Civil War and the Lincoln-Douglas debates and what is the relevance of all that today. I would much rather talk to that guy.
So are we saying that you're targeting the apolitical center more today?
No, not so much the apolitical center, although I am always trying to convince the guy in the middle. I'm also trying to educate and converse with, if you will, through the podcast and other ways, the right of center ordinary guy, the guy in the Republican Party, the guy or the Family Guy, not necessarily the guy who would read the old magazines that I once subscribed to. I mean, at one time, my diet of reading was the New Criterion, the New York Review of Books, Foreign Affairs. So I lived in a world where it was a small group of people, but we all read those magazines and those books and talked to each other. And that's no longer my audience. I don't really care about that audience.
Subscribe to his podcast, the Dinesh D'Souza podcast. His latest movie, you can watch at salemnow.com, is Police State. And if you enjoy what we provide for you here, 3 hours every single day on America First, make sure you are following us on all of the social media platforms that matter. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us as well. This is a televisual experience on your Roku, your Fire Stick, your Samsung Plus device. Or just download the Salem News Channel app. Additionally, if you want exclusive content from me and direct access to me, go to my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. And if you want President Trump back in the White House, fly the flag that says it and tells the world that you are on the Trump train. I stand with 45, Trump 2024 today. Oh, and you made it. I was surprised at this. You made this the number one T-shirt. It's Joe Biden licking an ice cream cone. And all it says is, Dementia Joe has got to go. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you enjoy what you hear on America First, support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left hates him. They want to cancel him for good. Even the FBI harasses him. Why? Because he's a patriot and a friend of President Trump's. He's not only the inventor of the My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, of which he has sold 81 million. He has hundreds of items in addition on his website, made in America by Americans for you. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Support Mike. Get up to 2/3 off and free shipping if you call today. 800-829-8468 or go to mypillow.com. But you've got to use the special code GORKA. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, promo code GORKA. Dinesh, I have to admit that you're one of the most courageous men I know. Where does that courage come from? You're indefatigable. You're made of Teflon. You won't let these bastards grind you down. Who are your role models? Where do you get inspiration for just continuing to fight the good fight?
No, that's a good question, Seb. I don't really know the answer to that. I think I've come to the view that the safest place to be is on the front line. And that, and not only that, but that the right attitude in this is not so much that I am summoning up unbelievable reserves of courage, or rather that I am making fantastic sacrifices, but rather the fight is fun. I think this is actually Trump's view. We used to joke when we were at Dartmouth.
It's also my view as well. But carry on.
Yeah, it's the sort of notion that taking on Trump is like wrestling with a pig, because not only does it get everyone dirty, but the pig likes it. We have to learn to like it, and I think you do, Seb, and I do. It makes part of what we're doing so enjoyable. even though the other side is ruthless, in some senses that we're outmatched. But nevertheless, by being creative and resourceful, we can throw some javelins of our own.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact. What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
I'm curious because for me, it's a temperament thing. My wife has learned it over time. She came from a very Episcopalian WASP background. Her family never discussed anything conflictual ever. Then she meets me and my parents, and it's like, most people don't understand Hungarians. Imagine, Italian / Irish / Jewish. I mean, no emotion was kept beneath the surface for more than a nanosecond. She's come over more to my side, not quite fully. That would be a little bit of an overstatement, but is it a temperamental thing for you as well? That this, because I revel in it. I don't run from the conflict. I actually, okay, bring it, crazy leftists, bring it. For you, is it a temperamental thing or something acquired?
Interestingly, it is, in my case, I am not that way in person, but I am that way in my persona. So, for example, as Indians in general temperamentally are the opposite. They're more reserved. Yeah. They back away from conflict. And I'm generally at conflict avoiding in my personal life. However, you'd never know that if you follow me on X or you watch my films or you watch me in a debate. So I think I have cultivated a public persona that is, it's harmonious with my private persona, but I'm much more bold, aggressive, combative. And actually relish the fight in the public domain. On the other hand, if you and I got into a private argument, you would discover a very different Dinesh.
Yeah, hang on. We hung out with each other for several days in Israel. And I've seen, not in argument with you, but I've seen behind closed doors when you get that little twinkle in your eye, that mischievous little, D'Souza twinkle, and you are, I can see you're reveling in the moment. So I've seen it myself, Dinesh. All right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it must be a part of my personality. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to call upon it in the public sphere. So Absolutely, I do think that it is.
It's essential that you watch his latest movie, The Police State, policestatefilm.net, or on Salem at salemnow.com. Subscribe to his podcast. You won't regret it. He and Debbie have a superb podcast. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is The Manhood Hour, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. You have a role to play as well. You don't have to have an incredibly popular podcast, be a documentarian, or have a live radio show. Simply the question of who your phone is subscribed to matters in the fight to save America. Why? Because the big cell phone companies, you know the ones I'm talking about, they're all left wing. Every year they literally donate millions of dollars to foundations who try to cancel and censor conservatives like you. They give millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood and to gun control organizations. Why would you fund people who hate you and hate your values with every call you make and every text you send? That's insane. Switch today to the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's the one I use. It's Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade. But switch today. It's free to start a new account if you use my name. Extra discounts for veterans and first responders. And their team, Glenn and his team, are absolutely second to none in their customer service. Call today. It's as easy as dialing 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Don't fund those who hate you. Join the good guys who've donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA. Dinesh, where do we go from here? Because I think you've kind of intimated that the greatest problem we have in dealing with this ideological assault on the virtues we hold sacred, the virtues of manliness, courage that built this republic, is simply the lack of that courage. We see so-called conservatives who buckle, who aren't prepared to step into the arena. We see the great success of one man, Jordan Peterson, with his 12 rules and the tidy your bedroom, but it's a start. It's not enough. So where do we go from here, especially when it comes to the culture? You're one of the handful, literal handful of people who are conservatives making cultural content. So give us a roadmap for clawing back our civilization.
The roadmap is the creation, broadly speaking, of our own America inside of America. And that requires a step-by-step secession from the existing institutions. Now, I recognize that that can't be done overnight. And I also recognize that we're going to have, you know, children and grandchildren that want to go to Disney, and are where there are certain places we have to shop at. And there are, we're still going to be tempted to send our kids to schools that have big reputations, because that often is a form of getting credentials to get jobs. But I think long term, our goal is very clear. We need our own schools. We need our own universities. We need our own movies. We need our own stand-up comedians. We really want to create our own America inside of America. And the reason for that is quite simply because it's too difficult to take back the institutions that have been lost. Can we possibly, quote, take back the media? No. Can we take back Hollywood? No. Can you take back 800 universities? No. And so you've got to use technology and use the kind of new environment that we find ourselves in to convince people and to build. I think what happens is many of us are doing our own thing. Tucker's doing his own thing, and then you're doing, we each are operating in silos. But if we can create a consolidated force in which we are offering people a kind of a way of life inside of America that is the founder's America, but now it's not the only America, then I think a lot of people will choose our America because it's just a better place to live in.
Do you have an explanation? I mean, I totally agree with you. You can't fix Harvard. You can't fix, I mean, unless you fired everyone and then actually put some patriots in place. You can't fix, these institutions have a culture. So you've made, you know, dozens of films and published dozens of books. Why is it that patriot billionaires don't understand that this is the most important thing? That it's not, you know, a campaign ad for this candidate. It's building a TV studio. It's building a film studio. It's, you know, the fact that we've got one Hillsdale is insanity. I mean, we should have, by now, we should have 50 Hillsdales. You are getting funding for your projects. So tell me, Dinesh, why is it that the conservative billionaires don't seem to get why the number one thing, as Andrew taught us, Andrew Breitbart, is to get the culture products out there so the politics can flow out of them? What is their obstacle mentally?
I think the obstacle is that they have not been properly indoctrinated by people like you and me. And what I mean is that the leftist billionaires have come to accept and understand. They've been tutored by the left to see that culture is critical. And what the left says is that if you do the things that we're telling you to do, we do have some cultural prizes that we can give you that are important to you. So, for example, it's very important to your wife to be on the board of the Lincoln Center. Well, we can arrange that. It's really important to be, to be seen at the Democratic National Convention, let's say, sitting right next to Obama. Well, we can arrange that. So the left, because they've got these cultural trophies that they're able to hand out, we'll see you at the Oscars and so on. And these billionaires, they crave that, because once you have a certain amount of money, having another dollar has a very low marginal value. Now you want to convert that money into being cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Jeff Bezos. Why did he buy the Washington Post? Because he wants to be cool, but also because he has now been indoctrinated to recognize that that is a very powerful weapon in society. It's a way for him to advance his beliefs. Well, the conservative billionaires are not even close to being there yet. So they're used to, I make money in my business, and then I do some sort of philanthropy. And they don't see philanthropy the way I think they should, as a massive investment in shaping the country that is a bigger legacy for you than whatever business you're involved in.
But isn't there a chicken and an egg situation there, or a paradox that we'd have to create that ecosystem in the first place, because the Oscars, the Kennedy Center, these are all left-wing institutions. So we can't reward conservative billionaires with the wonderful gifts of these institutions because they're already woke. Wouldn't we have to produce our own in the first place?
To some degree, yes. But to another degree, the beautiful thing about having, once you begin to deploy resources in the way that, say, Soros does or others do, and there are people who have that wealth and more on our side. Once you begin to deploy those resources, you can create those institutions because those institutions themselves are the product of a creative kind of enterprise building. So we can build those institutions. The problem is that we have not created a culture of investment in those institutions on our side.
Special manhood, our guest is my colleague, my friend Dinesh D'Souza, host of the Dinesh D'Souza podcast. His latest movie is Police State, policestatefilm.net, and also at the salemnow.com website. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are broadcasting to you from the relieffactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. How do I know that? Because I take it every morning and every evening. I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. That could be your story. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Dial right now, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Chief Division Counsel and DOJ have approved a no-knock breach. We want the subject to be on display. Doing the walk of shame, full visual impact. Any questions?
Are we becoming a police state?
Government told American citizens they couldn't go to church on Sunday.
For the first time in my life, I'm saying to myself, am I going to get a knock at the door?
FBI warrant, come to the door now!
The Patriot Act and FISA were used against Donald Trump.
These individuals have commissioned the biggest propaganda play in U.S. history.
They don't go after the people that rigged the election. They go after the people that want to find out what the hell happened.
We don't need to have a crime. What we need is a person to look at. And then we go find out what crime you did.
FBI!
That was Carl Serafin. We had him on the show on Friday. Our good friend Nick Sirsian is in that movie. It's the latest from Dinesh D'Souza. You have to watch it, The Police State, jointly with Dan Bongino, salemnow.com and policestatefilm.net. Dinesh, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I don't want to end on a downer, but given that you've done that work, you've been concentrating so much on really the persecution of conservatives, not just yourself, but all the January 6th persecutions and so forth. How worried are you that we are on the precipice, if the right person doesn't win on November 5th, that the police state will be embedded in the structure of our government?
Well, I think it's a high likelihood that we will go further down that road. And as I say in the film, we're not there yet, but on a scale of 1 to 10, we're probably at a 5 or a 6. And we could very well be at a 7 or an 8. And that imposes real suffering, real danger, real peril to the ordinary American family. I think from the left's point of view, if they can get a hold of the Supreme Court, and if they can win the House, then they've got it all. And so now the mechanism is in place for the full unleashing of tyrannical power. It's going to be very terrifying to watch and to experience.
You're a very successful podcaster, filmmaker, documentarian, author. What is your message to those who are listening across the nation, about 3.5 million people, who think that their role in saving the republic is nugatory and minimal because they're not national personalities like you or I?
Well, I would say that we all have, particularly now in an age of communication, a pretty large sphere of influence. And by that, I mean not just the people, for example, who we can reach on social media or various networks of that sort, but also things that we can do. You can become a poll watcher. You can become a poll judge. You can run for school board. There are a lot of ways to extend your influence. Most of us use only a tiny fraction of the influence we have. So ask yourself, what is the most I can do within my sphere of life? Do that, and then you have done your part.
Just like my wife and my muse, Katie, who hated politics and is now the chair of the GOP county organization for the largest county in Northern Virginia. If Katie can do it and she hates politics, nobody listening has an excuse. Thank you for being an inspiration and a role model. Please subscribe today to the Dinesh D'Souza podcast. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to The Manhood Hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Thank you.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case. And they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
It's an assault on America. President Trump earlier today in New York outside the court where the NDA, not hush money, the NDA trial is beginning. A trial that is legally nonsense. The Federal Elections Commission said there is no crime to prosecute. And of course, the people bringing it are convicted perjurers like Michael Cohen. The great legal analyst, Jonathan Turley, is no Trump supporter. I think he's actually a registered Democrat. And this is the best 49-second explication of what is happening today in New York. Cut 11, Jonathan Turley.
Yeah, everything about this case is, in my view, legally absurd. You know, this case is basically a state misdemeanor that had run out on the statute of limitations. And Bragg was forced, after he declined for a long time to bring this charge, to do so. His predecessor rejected it. And so they took a dead misdemeanor and bootstrapped it into effectively trying a federal crime. But the federal crime here under election law was rejected by the Department of Justice. They didn't feel that this should be charged. So you have this crazy case that's going to go forward, and it's going to turn on the testimony of people like Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen just recently had a judge call him a serial perjurer. Wow. And he's going to appear as the center of this case.
Legally absurd with a serial perjurer as the star witness. All right, we will share with you developments as and when we have them. Today's Monday, of course. Welcome to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. We have a very special guest for the Manhood Hour, a very courageous individual, an immigrant like myself. The second hour, we will have one of the best analysts of mis- and disinformation in studio, the great Ryan Macbeth. You don't want to miss that. But, of course, we have to speak for a moment about what we witnessed over the weekend. First time ever that from more than 1,000 miles away, the theocratic dictatorship of Iran launched a direct attack against the miniature state of Israel. Hundreds of drones and cruise missiles, incredibly killing no one, wounding one young girl, but a historic marker point. How did we arrive here? And what is the connection to Joe Biden and the MAGA movement? Because there is one. It's very easy. For 4 years, we had somebody as commander-in-chief who loved America and who reassured those who liked America and struck fear into the hearts of those who hate America. That man was my former boss, President Trump. Today, we have a Democrat Party that loathes America, that subscribes to nonsense propaganda like the 1619 Project, that sees America as neocolonial, as based upon bigotry and slavery, and sees America as the world's problem. It is a very perverse time we live in, that the Democrat Party, which runs America, hates America. Just for a second, stop and analyze, for a second, what the phrase MAGA means. MAGA is, of course, the slogan that swept President Trump into the White House. MAGA is an acronym of Make America Great Again, but it's shorthand for what? It's shorthand for a diagnosis, a statement about the past, and a prescription for the future. Why? Because MAGA, Make America Great Again, implies what? That America once was great, is not great now, and should be great once more. That's the opposite of what the left believes. The left believes that America is racist, that if you're white, you're an oppressor, if you're black, you're the oppressed, and that we are the source of all the evil in the world. That is why America must be, to quote Barack Obama, fundamentally transformed. Look at the tools of the modern left, from 1619 to Black Lives Matter, an organization that is predicated on dividing America along racial lines. Look at the acts of this administration in the last 3.5 years, literally dismantling our national sovereignty, allowing millions of illegal aliens into our country, and what's more, funding our enemies, funding Iran that calls for our destruction every single day to the tune of billions of dollars. When you are run as a country by those who hate that country, other nations notice. Nations that hate us, that see our principles of liberty, of freedom, of market democracy as antithetical to them and a threat to them. Putin doesn't want democracy in Russia. Sorry, Tucker. He's not a great leader. He's a murderer. He's a former KGB colonel. Wake up, you panderer. Likewise, little Kim in North Korea and the murderous mullahs of Iran. They don't like democracy either. It's a threat to them. So when they see an elite that hates America, ashamed of America, running America, that's when they realize now is the time to strike. Now is the time for China to harass our vessels in international waters. Now is the time for what? For our enemies to make hay, for Russia to invade Ukraine again, like they did under the Obama administration, again a man who hated America. And then, of course, October the 7th. Now is the time to slaughter the innocents in their hundreds. President Trump loves America. Why else would he be prepared to run again after 4 years of constant assaults, smears, calumnies, facing what, 730 years in prison? Why on earth would he do that again? Because he loves America. Why are our enemies taking action right now because they also know the polls show that President Trump is winning. And they have a ever-shortening, tighter window of opportunity. If you want peace and stability back, we need MAGA back in the White House. Stand with President Trump. Put the yard sign outside your home. Wear the T-shirt. Get the mug with his booking photograph from Georgia that says Trump 2024. All available at sebgorkastore.com with all of my books and everything else. It's America First and Made in America. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. And you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. Next up, a report from Israel. Stay with us here on America First. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. Do leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we've only just begun.